have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
That's my only option. After you ripped the veil and gave me the gospel, so I could see the truth, so I could walk with you. And that's the greatest thing that anyone can ever do. You really saved my life when I was worse at it. An addict on any level for pleasure, pain, and passion. I could never grasp it, cause it's never lasting. But Lord, you everlasting. I burn my flesh to ashes so I can walk with you. Your love is unconditional. So even though I struggle with my past, you still see me through. Sometimes I get it wrong. I fail plenty times, but I get back up and I ride your son, live and die for my eternal life. So now I'm still tight. God inside, you give me light. Now I'm saying I will fight all my pain, hurt, and my struggles in my past life. Lord, you wipe away my tears every night.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you are my God.
Ooh, here I am to worship, man.
That right there is powerful. That is powerful. I'm telling you, y'all. Y'all better get with that. Yes, indeed. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. I'm telling you, here we are. It's another beautiful Sunday. We made it through another week. And you know what? I know I say it a lot. I say it quite often. Matter of fact, I say it all the time. But I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it that last time. Or the last time I said was probably going to be the last time. But I missed you guys. And I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to shout out the beautiful Miss Kimberly Robinson, the visionary, the woman of God, and Elation, for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I can use to help so many people, because you guys really do need help. And, of course, the disclaimer simply reads, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you because you guys are trouble. Y'all really do have issues, and that's what I do. I come and fix issues. I solve problems. So here we go. Now, tonight on Sunday with Nuts with Dre, I tell you what, we usually do some stretcher segments, but tonight's going to be a little different because tonight is a vent Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Meaning, I'm just going to vent. You know what? It ain't about, you know, I've been doing this for y'all for so long. It's time for me to take out a moment for myself and just vent. And y'all going to listen to it. If you don't, you're selfish. Again, there's some things that's been on my mind, things I've been going through. You know what? When it rains, it pours. I'm telling you, when it rains, it pours. Perfect example, when it rains, it pours. Somebody stole my disability check out of the mailbox while I was locked up in jail for stealing people's disability checks out their mailbox. When it rains, it pours. I mean, I can't win for losing, y'all. I can't win for losing. I'm just venting, y'all. Things I've been going through in my life, and it's been hard. It's been a struggle. It's really been a struggle. I mean, my people in my job, they tripping. Matter of fact, got called into the office yesterday. Manager called me to the office talking about they got me on tape stealing toilet paper out the men's room. I say, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. I say, you ain't got me. No, I say, no way. I say, I'm willing to take a lie detector. You ain't got me on tape stealing toilet paper out of the men's restroom. I say, that I can guarantee you. And I called their bluff because he didn't have me on tape. What he didn't know is I wasn't stealing no toilet paper out of the men's restroom. I stole it from the ladies' restroom. So I knew he was lying. As soon as he said they got me on tape stealing out the men's restroom, I knew he was lying, and I called his bluff. I'm just venting, y'all. I'm just venting. See, I'm sick and tired of people always mistaking my kindness for weakness. Mistaking my kindness. I know I'm not the only one out there. Mistaking my kindness for a weakness. Okay? First of all, let me tell you something. Here now. If I lend you $20 and you tell me you're going to give it back to me when you get paid, and apparently you ain't been paid in the last 3 months because you ain't said nothing about my $20, believe me and understand me when I tell you this. You don't mess around and get one of your eyes poked out. Yes, you are. Quit playing with me. Quit playing with me. Black people, I mean, I can't speak about white people because I'm not white. I know some white people, but I'm not one of the white people I know because I'm not white. I'm telling you, black people, they got it bad. Yeah, we got it so bad. We got it so bad. We are so quick to borrow money. I mean, first of all, when black people want to borrow money from you, you can't get rid of them. You can't shake them. I mean, they call you constantly. They calling you. They coming over. I mean, they call your job just to borrow money. And as soon as it comes time for them to pay you back, you can't find them. You can't find them. I mean, literally, you can't spot them in the daylight with a flashlight. They ghosts. They won't answer your phone calls. They tell their job to tell you they not at work today. It's crazy. Quit playing, black people. And I'm going to tell you another thing. I'm sick and tired. I'm sick. I ain't calling nobody's name because I don't want to have to fight at the next family reunion. But I'm sick and tired. Certain family members giving Rent-A-Center my name as a contact. I'm sick of that. I'm sick of Rent-A-Center calling me, asking, have I seen such and such? And he's late on payment. She's late on the payment. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to pay it. Where the senator quit calling me because I'm not going to pay it. Okay? I ain't co-signed for no VCR. I just ain't. And I wouldn't if I wouldn't even if somebody asked me. I'm not co-signing for no love seat, no couch, no entertainment system, no DVD player, okay? No coffee table, no end table. I'm not doing it. Quit using me as a contact. Another thing. Don't call me from jail. I'm not accepting the calls. I'm not. I accepted the call one time. Family member called me from jail. I accepted the call before I knew how much it cost. One call, 6 minutes, cost me $87. 6 minutes for $87. One call. I bet I won't accept another one. If you don't write me a letter, you will not hear from me. I'm not doing it. I'm just venting, y'all. I'm sick and tired of this now. Another thing, I can't be the only one, okay? Maybe it's maybe I'm just full of conspiracy theories, okay? Okay, but this really irks me. It seems like I could be at the checkout line. It could be 30 white people, 4 Asians, and 3 Hispanic people in front of me. All of them check out without a problem. They give their money and check out with a problem. Soon as it's my time, I give them my little $10. She got to look all at it, hold it up to the light. She got to get the pen out. She got to ask for a supervisor to come and look at it. She got to scratch and sniff it. Let me tell you something. That's a good $10 bill. You ain't do them like that. I'm sick of it. You know what? I really didn't even want the ramen noodles that much anyway. I'm sick of it. I'm just venting, y'all. I'm sick of people treating me wrong, mistreating me. I'm sick of people mistreating me. First of all, let me tell you something. If I'm in church, let me tell you something. To anybody want to pray for me, I ain't got no problem with you praying for me. Go ahead and pray for me. I want some glory, glory, hallelujah, God to bless me in my life and help me through these times because I pray for myself and I pray for other people. Let me tell you something. If I come to your church and you go and pastors, ministers, whoever, innocent bystanders, you go to lay your hands and pray and pray for me. If your breath's stinking, I'm moving, I'm slapping your hand away, and I'm pushing you back. I just am. I'm not doing it. How you going to pray for me to go to heaven and your breath smell like hell? You claim you want me to go to heaven, but you're giving me hell on earth with that funky breath you got. I'm not doing it. I ain't trying to be rude. I'm just trying to keep from passing the hell out. It's too hot to have hot breath. Hot breath and hot weather, they just don't mix. Okay? That's like making a sandwich out of white bread and then toast bread. You ain't got no sandwich. You just got bread. Again, I'm bitten, y'all, because I'm sick. I'm sick and tired of people. Let me tell you something. Women, say what you mean what you say. Women, I'm going to say it again. Say what you mean what you say. Let me tell you something. Young lady got mad at me 2 weeks ago. She said something to me. It wasn't working out. The relationship just wasn't working out. So she had the nerve to tell me to get out. And I said, where am I going to go? I said, you just going to throw me out like that? She said, yeah, get out. No, just go. I don't want you here no more. It was her place. She had every right to say that. But I'm saying, say what you mean what you say, women. She going to tell me, take everything. And you can have, I said, well, if I'm going to go, I want everything that's mine, I want. She said, well, take everything you bought. Anything you bought, you take it. You can have it and get out. She stormed in the other room. Slammed the door. I left. Look, I took exactly what I bought, and I left. 20 minutes later, she gonna call me. Where's my purse? I said, I bought that. What about my money? I just took the purse. If the money was in there, then I guess it's a bonus. But I bought the purse, so I took what I bought. Say what you mean what you say. Okay? Quit playing with me. Be truthful. Another thing I get sick and tired of, I'm telling you, man, that's why you know I can't do the dating scene no more. I'm telling you. You meet people online over the phone, then you finally meet up with them, you have a nice conversation, they look beautiful, he look handsome. Then you get to know each other, second, third date, then all of a sudden one of y'all invite the other one over for a nightcap. You get comfortable, a couple glasses of wine, all of a sudden her hair ain't as long as you thought it was. Matter of fact, her hair ain't long at all. Her wig long, but her hair ain't. All of a sudden, you realize that she needs to shave. Oh, she shaved the first night y'all met, but she ain't shaved since. Now you sitting up here rubbing legs with Bigfoot. I'm telling you, quit playing with me. And then you mad. You mad. Because I got an attitude. Oh, and this is the biggest thing. You better quit playing with me like you don't see that roach. Like you don't see that roach. Like you don't see. The roach is right there on the table. Right there in front of both of us, walking back and forth, pacing. Like he nerve. The roach see me see it. The roach see you see it, but you don't see it. Come on. Quit playing with me. Quit playing with me. Tell me you used to roaches. And you ain't got a problem with it. If you ain't got a problem with roaches, I got a problem with you. I'm just saying. I'm betting tonight. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people using me. I'm sick of people using me. You're not going to use me no more. Perfect example. First of all, one thing you're not finna do. You're not finna come over my house, okay, and just invite yourself over. Sit down in my air conditioner, watching my free cable, and then want to eat when I eat. You're not finna do that no more because you don't never invite me over. You ain't never invited me over your house. But you always mysteriously show up 2 times a week, at least twice a week, around the same time one of your favorite shows come on. I ain't doing it no more. The next time you knock on that door, I'm just going to open it up just like it's slamming your face. I'm sick of y'all. And nice guys finish last. And I'm not finna finish last. I'm not. I'm venting, y'all. I'm venting. I'm really venting. Let me tell you something. Another thing I don't like. This is another thing I don't like. White people with these doggone dogs. Let me tell you something. White people walking their dog without a leash. White people walking their dog without a leash. Okay? You're supposed to have your dog on a leash. And then when they start running towards you, and you get scared, first thing they yell, don't worry, don't be scared. He ain't going to bite. He got teeth. What do you mean the dog ain't going to bite? He got teeth. What do you do? What does he do? What does he do when you feed him? He don't bite the food? Huh? What, did you just suck on it until it dissolves in his mouth? The dog got teeth, he bite. I don't know that dog. I don't know you. You better get your dog. White people kill me that. I tell you one thing. I know it ain't me. I can't be the only one. I can't be the only one. This ain't racial. But let me tell you something. When it rains, white people smell like dogs. They hair do. They smell like dogs. They do. I ain't saying they dogs, but they smell like dogs. They do. Black people, when it rains, you know what they smell like? I don't know what the hell they smell like, but they sure be mad, especially when their hair wet. They sure be mad, especially a black woman. Sure be mad. Let me tell you something. I don't judge people by their color or their skin or their race or their religion or their sexual transgenderist nation. I don't care. I don't judge people. Because it says judge ye not, lest ye be judged. Let me tell you something, though. Let me tell you something, okay? I don't care. If you was born a man, you can't come up to me talking about you that had some kind of transition, and now I got to call you by a girl name. I had one guy he worked at the job. We worked together. He went through the chains. I'm just saying, he went through the transition. He came back after he had healed up. All of a sudden, his name wasn't Derek. He wanted people to call him Delicious. I'm not going to call you Delicious. Why? Because I feel some kind of way about that. I'm not, no, it don't even sound right. It's wrong in my spirit. I'm see. He be like, hey, what's up, DeAndre? How you doing? Man, I'm good, shoot. Oh, man, I like that suit, man. Dude, you're just sharp. Oh, man, nice dress. You look delicious. Wait a minute. Come on, man. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to call you Delicious. No, I'm not. Quit playing with me. And then another thing I don't like, let me tell you something. I'm bitten. I go to all you can eat restaurant. Let me tell you something. It's all I can eat. I should be allowed to take a nap in the restaurant and then get up and finish because it's all I can eat. It don't say all I can eat in one setting. It says all you can eat. And I can eat a lot. I just need a break every now and then. But you're going to get mad talking about, wake up. Wait a minute. You're going to stop me at the door.
because you see me with a pillow and a kind of coming there with a pillow and a blanket and a sleeping bag. Come on, man. Come on, man. Say all you can eat. Change the name. Change the name instead of all you can eat to all we want you to eat. I'm just venting, y'all. I'm sick of people. I'm sick of them. Got a ticket. So they got a ticket not too long ago. Police pulled me over. Had the nerve to ask me a stupid question. You know why I pulled you over? Huh? You know why I stopped you? I said, first of all, that's a lie. You ain't stopped me. I stopped myself. Okay? Continued. He said, well, you were speeding. You know how fast you were going? I said, apparently not fast enough. He's going to write me a ticket. So you can either pay the ticket or you can show up at court. I said, I'll pay the ticket. He said, well, you can take that up with the court. I said, wait a minute. What the hell? Hold the hell up. You just said I can pay the ticket or I can show up at court. Now I say I'm going to pay the ticket. He said, yeah, but you still got, no, I'm not going to court. I'm going to pay you the ticket right now. You're going to write me a doggone receipt. Matter of fact, I'm going to take a picture on my phone. I'm going to shoot a video on my phone with me handing you the cash. Yeah, but he didn't want to do it. Matter of fact, he didn't do it. I'll tell you something. You ain't finna inconvenience me. Quit playing with me. I'm not riding the king. You ain't going to keep beating on me, beating me down. Asking for license and registration insurance. All right, man, please. Please. Yeah, I gave him 2 out of 3. I said, man, that's what I thought. I said, I'll give you 2 out of 3. Yeah, I give you 2 out of 3. He said, what do you mean? I said, you asked me for license, insurance, registration, insurance. I said, I'll give you 2 out of 3. He said, why? I said, I'm only giving you license and registration. He said, why not insurance? I said, I ain't got none. I can't give you what I ain't got. I can't give you what I ain't got. Get away from this car. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. You better get the hell away from me. I'm betting, y'all. I'm betting. People make me sick. I'm sick of people. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know this is supposed to be a happy-go-lucky. It's all about jokes and making you feel good. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people. People make me sick. People get on my nerve, too. Because people are bad kids. People are bad kids. They really irritate me. And I really want to take a sledgehammer and just hit and just bust their big toe wide open. I ain't trying to kill them. But I just want to take that sledgehammer, about an 8-pound sledgehammer, and bust them on their big toe and just flatten it out. Why? Because your kids are bad. You know why your kids is bad? Because it's your fault. Because you let them be bad. You're a horrible parent if your kids is bad. Perfect example. I'm going to tell you, the kids is bad. I was in a grocery store shopping. I didn't even have a shopping cart. I was just in there to get a couple things. I grabbed me a dozen eggs. So I did a dozen eggs. And grabbed me a gallon jar of apple juice. 12 dozen eggs, a gallon jug of apple juice. That's all I want. That's all I needed. Pay for myself. Didn't even have to have no bag. Didn't want no bag. All I just had is 2 things. I got 2 hands. I can carry a gallon jug of apple juice and a dozen eggs in the other hand. Well, we're bad kids. I don't know how old they were, but they was old enough to run away from her and snatch away from her, come back to her, so they was old enough to get beat the hell up. Anyway, little boy ran into me. Made me drop my eggs. Eggs hit the ground. Bust. You know, the mother had the nerve to say, come on here. Hold up. Let me run that by y'all again. Let me pull that up. I said the little boy bumped into me while I was carrying my gallon jug of apple juice in one hand and my dozen eggs in the other. He bumped into me. I dropped the dozen eggs. The eggs hit the ground. My eggs broke. And the mother said to the little boy, come on. Didn't tell the little boy to say, I'm sorry. Didn't tell the little boy to say, my bad. Didn't tell the little boy to say, excuse me. Didn't even tell me, sir, we will pay for your eggs. No, she just told the little boy, come on. Let me tell you. They walked by me, but they didn't walk past me. Let me tell you. I'm going to put it like this. Let me tell you. They walked by me, but they didn't walk past me. Use your imagination. Let me tell you. They walked by me, but they didn't walk past me. And just like my eggs laid there, they laid there too. until somebody was able to put them back together again. Humpty Dumpty that. I'm sick of people. People get on my nerves, y'all. I try to be nice, but it's too hot. You know what? It's too hot to be nice. It really is. I'm telling you. It's too hot to be nice. You know what? Your fuse is shorter when you're hot. I'm telling you, I'm a prime example. I can't speak for nobody, but I'm telling you, for me, my fuse is shorter when I'm hot. Let me tell you something. You get on my nerves when I'm hot. You're going to mess around and get the worst side of me. I'm going to give you a perfect example. Now, I ain't got the best of cars, but it's a car to get me from A to B, okay? It's got air conditioning. I got power windows, but my power window on my driver's side, it don't roll down. It just don't roll down, okay? So what? I got air conditioning. I went to the drive-thru last night, fast-food restaurant. Went to the speaker. It's hot. Went up to the speaker then and told me, place my order. Place my order. Had to crack my door open. Crack my door open. This is the first thing I hear. Welcome to, may I take your order? I said, yeah, let me have the number, two combo, no lettuce, no onions, extra pickles. Oh, to drink, a large Dr. Pepper. Number two combo. No lettuce, no onions, extra pickles. Let me tell you what she said. She said, excuse me, could you repeat that? Let me tell you something. That means I had to crack my door back open and tell her. So I told her all that again. Number two. No onions, no lettuce, extra pickles. Okay? Large Dr. Pepper to drink. Closed my door. Went to pull off. I heard, excuse me, I didn't get that last. What was the drink? Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. So I opened my door again. And I said, let me tell you something. Here's the number two. Number deuce. Dose. No onions. No lettuce. Extra pickles. Dr. Pepper for the drink. Closed my door. Went to drive off. I heard her say, excuse me, what size was the Dr. Pepper? What the hell? I just rode to the window. I got there. Cracked my door. She opened the window. She said, excuse me, sir. What was the drink? She said, I want a Dr. Pepper for the drink. Oh, and could you give me a water? She said, what size? It don't matter, just some water. So she gave me my food, gave me my Dr. Pepper. I gave her the money. And I went and I closed my door. And then I went to drive off, but then I said, wait a minute, I forgot the water. So I cracked my door. She opened the window. I said, oh, what about my water? That's rich. You did want the water. She gave me the water. She was handing the water to me. She said, oh, why did you want the water? Why did you need you got a drink. Why did you need the water? I had my door cracked. I took the top off. I threw it in her face. I said, because I wanted to cool you off. Let me tell you something. I'm sick of people, and people make me sick. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to do this no more. I'm a nice person, but people unnice me. And when you unnice me, I got a problem with you. Let me tell you another thing I don't like. I don't like bill collectors. Reason why I don't like the bill collectors, why? Because they just ain't got no respect for nobody. Bill collectors are so doggone disrespectful. Bill collector called me yesterday, on a Saturday. I'm trying to enjoy myself, okay? Chilling at home. Bill collector called me. I pick up the phone. Yes, hello, is this Mr. DeAndre Ivory? I said, yeah, that's who you called. So, well, this is Jennifer with AT&T, and our records indicate that you're almost 2 months past due on your current bill, so I was calling to see when you plan on making your payment. I said, wait a minute, who the hell is this again? She said, Jennifer from AT&T. I said, wait a minute, Jennifer, how the hell did you get this number? She said, sir, I don't understand. I said, this number's supposed to be unlisted, Jennifer. How'd you get this private number? She said, sir, I'm with the phone company. I said, I don't care who did that. Let me tell you something, Jennifer. How you got this number is beyond me. How many other people in that office down at the phone company got this private unlisted number, Jennifer? She said, look here, Mr. Ivory, I don't want to be confrontational. The reason why I called is because our records indicate that you're 2 months past doing your current bill. And so I was calling to see when you plan on making a payment so we can get this matter resolved. I said, wait a minute. You know what, Jennifer, from the phone company, I was just laid up here on this couch contemplating on whether or not I was going to write y'all a bad check for this phone bill. But you know what? Because of this here rude call, all bets off. She said, well, Mr. Ivy, if you don't pay, we'll have to disconnect your services. I said, I don't care. Do what you got to know. Go do, Jennifer. Click, hung up the phone. So needs to say, within a matter of minutes, my phone was off. Don't matter to me. Don't matter. See, because I'm resilient. I got dressed, put on my shoes, got in my car, went to my local grocery store, hooked up with a brand-new phone company. No credit check, no ID needed. Right on my alley. You didn't know what I did? I went ahead and put on the spam alert. Yeah. So it blocked the people from calling, them spammers, them bill collectors from calling. So this morning about 10:30, I'm chilling, watching a little gospel television. My phone rang. I see that it's actually a number. This is a number I recognize. Man, that's my brother right there, man. That's my oldest brother. Shoot, you know, man. Hey, I can't wait to talk to my old brother, man. Yeah, it's my old brother, man. I love my brother. It's been a little while, man, since we talked, man. I love my brother, man. I mean, I can't wait to hear his voice, man. You know, it's music to my ears, man. We always have such a wonderful time, man. It's reminiscent, man. I love my brother. Can't wait to talk to my brother. But just as I go to accept and answer the call, I realize I still owe my brother $20. Technically, he's a bill collector. Yeah. I can't talk to him till after the 15th. Well, you all, I tell you what, I hope you guys have had a better week than I have. And again, I appreciate you guys for allowing me the opportunity to vent because, again, I really need to get that off my chest because it was weighing on me. I love you guys, and I thank you so much for listening to my problems. And I hope I helped somebody, too. Surely somebody could relate to some of the things I was saying. I know you've been there, and if you ain't been there, rest assured, you'll get there one day. Now, like I always like to do, I'm a prayer style, so I ask it all, here's about our eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind. It really don't matter. I mean, seriously, really, for real. Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. What way? That other way. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty, mistrial. I object. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Man, it's where all them other sick people are. Some of them ain't got insurance, and ain't none of them wearing no face mask. I wouldn't go in there. But most of all, we thank you for loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves for being God and God alone. Continue to bless us and keep us, wrap your arm around us, keeping us shielded safely from all hurt, harm, and danger. I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to send out a special prayer for the Dunn family. Lost a daughter, a mother, a sister, a cousin, a niece, a granddaughter, a friend, a classmate, Miss Jeanette Dunn, and the Dunn family, Haytown, Missouri. You guys are in my thoughts and my prayers. May God continue to bless and strengthen you and comfort you in this time of great loss. You guys be blessed and not stressed. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. If you try to stop my love, I'll hurt you because my love is painful. You guys take care. Be blessed and not stressed. I'll see you next Sunday with more Nuts with more Dre. Why? I'm a little bit hungry. I'm going to eat me a little bite, throw a little bit of weight. Yeah, take care. Good night.
I stay right with the rock, homie. Won't catch me slipping.
Underdog like a Rocky, but still a champion. Eye of the tiger, I'm getting stronger, yeah, it's evident. When my God with me, now who can stop me better yet? I ain't met a person yet. When the rock with me, come and flex. I just thought that you know. Come and kick it like judo. Gotta keep it with me, cause they can have it like a sumo. I'm taking off like a rocket, shooting farther than Pluto. My father the reason I do this, and Jesus the reason I do most. So all hell to king, your boy so clean. That's why I rock on your pedal on the string. The beat stay bumping, the drummer stay drumming. My heart beat the different strokes, calling Mr. Drumming. And a new genre can summon. That face mixed with that hip hop, and I'm a tip top position. No flip flop and no pit stop, cause I'm with the rock and he with me. No tip top and no switches. There's a top back, there's a sub mix. He rides with it, you get it. Get it. When he with me, who's stopping? Underdog like a rock. Taking off like a rock.
My foe, Alchemy my dog, Cassville in my